This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all blessed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Let me give you the phone number to contact his office, should you like to call and set up an appointment. Now, that's not the number for this broadcast right here, right now, but that is for you to set up an appointment to meet Dr. Shealy, either via telecommunications, telephone, etc., or in person. So that's 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Repeat, 417-351-5221. Website, NormSheely.com, NormSheely.com. Dr. Shealy Arjun's with us, and he had some questions about the food shortage and how to prepare, and I have some comments. Would you like to go first?
Well, yes, I think it is wise to have on hand, if possible, about 6 months of food. And at the top of my list is whey protein, isolate or concentrate, not flavored, and it comes in all kinds of prices and sizes, but you can buy it for about 50 cents an ounce, and Amazon has hundreds of listings. So I would stock up on that as my major source. In addition to that, I would actually have on 6 cans of ORAC, O-R-A-C, rich green, it's actually energy. All right, energy greens that give you your antioxidants adequately. And a couple of quarts or several quarts of avocado oil and coconut oil to give you that part of your diet. And then I would, of course, have all the essential vitamins, D3, youth formula, the Echo Green Essentials. I think that would get most people, if they had adequate for the family, through at least 6 months. If it goes on beyond 6 months, I don't know any of us will survive.
Okay. Arjun, you ready for my take on...
Yes,
now, Arjun, I understand that you are a computer jockey, and so that means that... By extension, you're good with numbers. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. So Dr. Shealy's absolutely right. So whey protein makes a lot of sense. The energy greens, the avocado oil makes a lot of sense. I mean, we keep at least probably 6 liters of avocado oil on hand. At least 6 liters of extra virgin olive oil on hand. We have the D3, the youth formula, Dr. Shealy's essentials, which is his multivitamins. All that is here, plus other supplements, colloidal silver. But let's go to bulk. Okay, let's say you just want to not starve to death. Okay, so let's start. You need what Dr. Shealy says. In addition, here's some things to think about. And let me give you some of these numbers. Let's say this is not health food. This is survival food. And we know that for sure that you can eat food after the best used by date. Now, it's not recommended, and I'm not saying it's safe. I'm just saying we know that if the food is dated in a can, like a can of corn, it's dated best used by 2020, it's probably still good. If you kept it cool at an even temperature, cool, dry, at an even temperature, and the cans haven't rusted. We know that the same is true with green beans. But we also know that tomato products in cans, because of the acidity, will tend to eat the cans. So tomato products don't last too much longer than the best use by date, maybe a couple years in cans. Tomato products last the best in jars, glass jars. We know for a fact that if you have tomato sauce, like we'll call it spaghetti sauce, if you bought that in glass jars, it will last probably 5 years past the best used by date. Okay, that's jars. Glass jars. Plastic jars seem to breathe. It doesn't seem to work so well with plastic jars. So glass jars are being phased out, and they have been for a couple of years. So let's assume the three cans, just for variety. We'll talk about a 15-ounce can of beans, baked beans, a 15-ounce can of corn. That can be cream style or it can be regular corn. Yellow corn. And we'll talk about a can green, you know, cut beans or French style green beans in a can, 15 ounces. So let's say for breakfast you decide that you're going to eat the whole can of green beans. And then for lunch you have the whole can of baked beans. And then for dinner you have the can of corn. Or you may want to have one-third, one-third, and one-third, you know, so you eat a whole can's worth, but you have baked beans, corn, and green beans on your plate. But only one-third of each if you mix them. So the bottom line is you're only going to have one can per meal. That means that you're going to eat three cans a day. Now, they used to be 39 cents when I recommended this before the corona panic, the Chinese virus. They were 39 cents a can. Now they're 88 cents a can. So at the 39 cents a can price, that's going to cost you $1.17 a day for one can of green beans, corn, and baked beans. 7 days, that's going to be $8.19. There's 4.3 weeks in a month, as you know as a programmer. That's $35.22 per month. Now you should... you should consider dry pasta. And I know pasta is not good because of the Roundup. But we're talking survival now. We're not talking about health. And you ought to talk, consider pasta sauce in jars. Those are my thoughts. Now, the pasta is an extender. The pasta sauce is to make it taste better. So let's say there are, well, you're going to have three cans a day times 7 days. That's 21 cans a week. At 4.3 weeks in a month, that's 90 cans in a month. If there are two of you, that's 180 cans a month. If you have four people, that's 360 cans a month. So when you look at, you know, buckets of food and you hear that or you read on the label that it, you know, has X number of servings and you think this thing is going to last you for a long time. I just told you that if you have four people and you have one can per meal, that's 360 cans per month. Is that kind of an eye-opener right there?
It is. And actually,
Now, of course, you need water. And you're going to need a water filtration system because if the grid goes down, if you don't have a well, the water supply is going to stop. The water treatment is going to stop. The average water treatment plant, the average municipal water treatment plant, has 2 weeks worth of chemicals to treat the water to make it potable. You know, so the bacteria, the biologicals, don't kill you. 2 weeks on average. Now, some may have 4 weeks. Some may have zero. So the average is going to be 2 weeks. So the bottom line, Arjun, is you are embarking on an adventure where you have just come to realize that you need everything. Everything. You need sheets and pillowcases and towels and toilet paper and washcloths and detergent and little scrubbers to wash your pots and pans. You need everything. And this is a journey that at least 50% of the people in this country don't even want to think about because it's too hard. It's probably more than 50%. It's way too hard to think about this, right? And we haven't talked about batteries yet for the flashlight or the candles or, you know, lighting. We haven't talked about, you know, the energy that you need to cook with. Now, of course, you can eat a can of beans just by opening it if you have a manual can opener. If you don't have a manual can opener, you can use a screwdriver and a hammer. And that's kind of messy, right? So you need a manual can opener. If you have one, you probably ought to get another one in case that one breaks. Then you're going to need the cooking. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm just trying to put a real face on what we're talking about. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
I'm with you all the way, Big Blue.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Shealy, in a serious emergency, are you okay with eating a can of beans, a can of corn, even though corn is GMO, and a can of green beans, and some pasta, and some pasta sauce?
Obviously, I mean, staying alive is slightly more important.
Okay. So, all right. So, Arjun, am I recommending anything that I have not done? No. But when you buy pasta, it's tempting to buy the Great Value brand. And that used to be okay. It's tempting to buy the Aldi house brand, and that used to be okay. It's no longer okay. It's no longer okay to buy the Aldi pasta sauce because it comes in plastic, and it won't last as long. It won't last that 5 years. Now, if you think that the emergency that you're going to experience is going to start tomorrow, sure, get the Aldi pasta, and just when you find bugs in it, just try to sift out the bugs, the boll weevils. If it's only going to be 6 months from now that this, you know, we're going to endure this problem for 6 months, then you'll be okay with the pasta sauce in jars, plastic jars. Except the problem is that you're going to be eating the plastic. But it's better to eat the plastic that is leached into the tomato sauce than not to eat at all. So you want to avoid aluminum. You want to avoid aluminum cookware. You never want to drink water, hot water. Never want to drink hot water out of your hot water heater because your hot water heater has an aluminum and or an aluminum magnesium anode, which is a self-sacrificing piece of metal that prolongs the life of the steel water tank. So if you turn on the hot water and drink from it, you're poisoning yourself with aluminum. You know, and pretty soon you won't be able to program anymore.
Also, I was wondering, how can you learn, fishing? You know, what is the best way to learn fishing?
Well, I'm sure there are plenty of videos on the Internet. We have several ponds. And on our farm, and I'm sure Dr. Shealy does as well. And we stock the ponds. So what we do is we buy little fish. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. Dr. Shealy can jump in and tell you what he does. But you can buy fish at the farmers' cooperative stores. They have fish days, you know, once or twice a year. And you buy fish, and it might be 50 cents a piece. And you buy, I don't know, 20, 30, however many you want. You buy some fish food, you get them started, and they grow up. We'll be right back.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com.
Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
One down and 999,999 questions remaining. Arjun has a million questions.
Well, it's actually, you know, like, I learned so much, you know, like, you know, like from you and the instructors. So I just get excited, you know, like, and like, okay, I can ask this, you know, like, and I can ask that and whatnot.
You certainly may. But I wanted to just talk about the fish for a second. There are plenty of, you don't need much to go fishing if you're going into a pond. And so you need some line and a fish hook, and you can use a stick as your fishing pole. Tom Sawyer did, Huckleberry Finn did, and you know, lots of people have done that. I've done that. And you can use a worm as bait, or you can use, you know, a piece of hot dog. Now, we do have hot dogs here at the house, and I call them fish bait. Okay, that's what they are. For us, hot dogs are fish bait. You cut it into a small piece and put on the end of a hook, and you can catch fish with a hot dog. I mean, that's what they're made for, as far as I know. I can't think of any other reason. Dr. Sheely, is there any other reason to have hot dogs? I mean,
I can't, but actually, you know, maybe the reason I don't eat any kind of processed meat is they put nitrate to nitrites in them. And so you are feeding the fish a little bit of nitrate, but not that much compared to eating it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very, very good point. We just lost Arjun, but I'll continue the discussion about the pond and fish. So what we've done in the past when we bought our farm, there weren't very many fish. There were a few fish in the ponds. And so we went to the Farmers Cooperative, and they have the annual or twice a year fish days. And what happens is a truck comes in, at least in Missouri, from Arkansas. And these guys have hatcheries. And they have a whole bunch of different kinds of fish in separate tanks on this big truck. And then you just tell them what you want. You just show up at, 7 o'clock in the morning. They're there for like 2 hours or so, maybe 1 hour. You tell them what you want, and they catch them, and they put them in a bag, and you bring them home. So we bought catfish. And you can buy them at different lengths. You can buy, short, smaller ones and get more per dollar, or you can buy larger ones, fewer per dollar. And you can buy some catfish food, and it's kind of like dog food. You just throw it in, throw in a scoop on the water floats, and then the fish eat it. So we have bought catfish, and 50 of them is a lot. I mean, 50 of them make like 5,000. I mean, they multiply, just like, not quite like rabbits, but close. And so we have a lot of catfish in our ponds. And these catfish, start out maybe 4 inches long when we buy them, and now they're like 18 inches long. They're huge. Maybe 12, 14, 18 inches. And so that's a meal right there. And all you have to do is throw a hook in there and with some bait, and they jump right on it. It's really easy. But then you have to learn how to clean it. So you ought to watch these YouTube videos or get a couple books at the used bookstores or on the internet and learn how to do it. And I think you'll have some good food. But the only problem is, with more fish in your pond come more snapping turtles. And the snapping turtles love to eat the catfish. And they're really good at it. So what do you do about that? Well, it's against the law to kill wild animals. But if you think about it, if you let these snapping turtles have their way, they'll eat every fish in the pond. So that means you have to be really good. I'm not saying you should do this, but if you think about it, and if you wanted to, you'd have to be really good with a .22 rifle. You would have to be able to hit something about the size of the tip of your thumb, which would be the snapping turtle's head sticking out of the water, at 150 feet. Can you do it? No, 150 feet would be a real close one. It'd be more like 50 yards. No, I'm sorry, 100 yards. 300 feet. It'd be more like 300 feet. So, can you do it? It's illegal, but what would you do if you wanted to protect your catfish? You kind of have to do that. So, Dr. Shealy, fish can also just naturally appear in the pond because birds find fish in other ponds, and they fly over your pond, and they go, look, oh, something to drink, and they swoop down, drop the fish. And that fish may survive, and happens a couple times, or a fish with eggs. Heck, you could have eggs, fish eggs in your pond, now you have fish, right? Is that what happens in yours?
I haven't actually stopped any pond on my farm, but I should.
Yeah, well, okay, catfish is probably the best bang for the buck. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shearer.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden hinted on Sunday the United States may stay past the August 31st deadline to get our people out of Afghanistan. Hours ago, the Taliban told Reuters, absolutely not. The United States must be out by 31 August. German military brass are reporting a firefight involving German and American troops and perhaps a Taliban fighter at the north gate of the airport left the Afghan fighter dead on Monday. Seven Afghan civilians desperate to enter the Kabul airport were crushed to death on Saturday, as reported by British military. Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador, Republican Nikki Haley, tells CBS News President Biden has surrendered to the Taliban.
They're not negotiating with the Taliban. They've completely surrendered to the Taliban. They surrendered Bagram Air Force Base, which was a major NATO hub. They surrendered $85 billion worth of equipment and weapons that we should have gotten out of there.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the Biden administration is telling Americans to get a vaccine booster shot, data suggests we don't know if it's going to help or hurt Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will boost your protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine.
An Apple II manual from 1980 that was personally signed by late Apple founder Steve Jobs sells for nearly $800,000 to Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay. Apple would eventually go public, offering IPOs in December of 1980, just 3 years after the release of Apple II. I'm Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Seeley, I think we just figured out why the plagiarist is in the driver's seat, because this is all in sync with mass psychosis, because
exactly.
We've got
back to where we started.
Yeah, so we've got this guy who appears to be inept, incompetent, suffering from Alzheimer's, dementia, can't remember three words in a row, and can't remember his lines. He's a stumble bum. And so he's at the helm, and we get okay, all y'all, you know, you need to evacuate. No, you don't. Yes, you do. No, you don't. So there's mass confusion there. There's mass confusion about the vaccination. There's mass confusion about the economy. There's mass confusion about the food supply. There's mass the country, the grid, everything you can think of. There's mass confusion. There's supply chain chaos. And so we can look to him and say, well, the problem is the poor guy. The poor guy, you know, can't remember. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's the perfect guy to bring on this mass psychosis. Because how can you blame a guy who doesn't know his own name, right?
No blame, just expune.
So I was wondering, Dr. Shuey, about dependability. So is there a link in your mind? If you look back at people's honoring commitments, and I'm thinking in your world it might be people set up an appointment and, you know, they're supposed to be there at 2 o'clock, you know, on Tuesday, for example. And they don't show up. And I know this happens. Now, it can happen because of a medical emergency. It can happen because the person was depending on a ride from someone else and that person didn't show up. A lot of reasons. Or it can be they just forgot. And the question I have for you, in your life, with all of your experiences with people being dependable versus not so dependable, is there a correlation with smoking? So what I'm saying is, are smokers less dependable than non-smokers?
I have not kept a record of that. I can tell you throughout life, I would say somewhere between 5 and 10% don't keep their appointment. But since the epidemic, it's at least 25%.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And I think since the epidemic, people have gotten dumber, you know, more stupid, and more careless. Do you find that that correlates?
Oh, yes.
And I have found that people are less honest during this.
Yeah, I'm not quite so sure about that. I don't have adequate data for that.
Okay, let me give you some examples. So there was a listing on Craigslist for a tractor. And I called the guy up, and we were interested in buying this tractor. It was a used tractor. So I called him. I had a whole bunch of questions. So it was like a 400-mile trip. So our son and I got in the truck, and we were going to, you know, maintain distance from this guy. He was going to stay away from us. We told him, you know, we'll come, but, you know, this was not at a dealer. This was at a farm. And the tractor was not as described. So we said, thanks very much, and we got back in the truck and drove 200 miles back home. This has happened. We went to buy a used hay mower. We got some pictures of it, and the guy said, yeah, we just used it, and it works great. We get there, and it's all banged up. It's leaking oil. And it's worthless. And he said, you're right. And that was probably a 400-mile trip also. Another time, and this is all within the last couple of months. We went to buy some hay. The guy says, it's got pictures of it. The hay looks great. The field looks great. And our son went to pick it up. He's got a 55, the trailer holds 18,000 pounds. So it was a big deal bringing this heavy trailer, 26 feet long, to pick up the hay. And it's weeds. It's rolled up weeds. But that's not what was in the picture. Another guy had, for Sunday. So on Friday, he posts, on the internet that he's selling his toolboxes. He had, several toolboxes and a countertop for him. And so, our son, and he were in communication, and, the guy said, be better if you come on Sunday. We said, okay, so I'm clearing out the truck and making plans to be there on Sunday. We change all of our plans, and then the guy goes off the radar. He deletes the ad, no comments, he just disappears. I've been trying to buy a pair of sneakers on the internet. I bought some New Balance sneakers. They're supposed to be leather. They come in, they're plastic. I call New Balance, and they say, I bought them on eBay, not from New Balance corporate. And New Balance says, yeah, there's problems with counterfeit sneakers from China. So of the two pairs of New Balance sneakers I bought, both of them are plastic. They're supposed to be leather sneakers. Okay, so that's two separate transactions. I bought a pair of Brooks sneakers that are supposed to be leather, and they are leather. So what I'm saying, then I bought some fuses. I bought 100 fuses, new, old stock, stock from the 1970s, 1960s maybe. I bought 100 fuses for our electric fence charger. And they have a picture of them in the box, in the master pack, 20 packages of 5 fuses. So 20 times 5 is 100 fuses. I get it, put it in quarantine, open it a couple days later. And it's 18 packs of the 1-amp fuses that I bought and 2 packs of 35-amp fuses that I'll never be able to use. And I'm seeing this over and over and over again. So is it fraud? Is it carelessness? What is it? I don't know. What I'm saying is this stuff didn't used to happen. You know, if you bought a pair of sneakers and they said it was leather, it was leather. Now it's suspect. And it seems to me that there's more and more and more of suspect products than ever before. And the reason I mentioned to Arjun that Aldi and Great Value Pasta should be avoided is because it has bugs in it. But it didn't used to. You know, 2 years ago it didn't. Now it does. And maybe they come from the same, you know, maybe the same factory is producing the pasta and putting some of it in all these packages and some of it in Walmart's packages. I don't
probably
know.
Probably China.
Well, they deserve a lot of blame. And that's another thing. Why isn't it that, why, if China has declared war on the whole world with this plague, they have destroyed the economy of every country in the world. There's no question that people died of COVID-19. There's no question that they were experimenting with these biological weapons. There's no question that it got out, whether intentionally or unintentionally. But war has been declared, and they lied about it. People have died, including people in my family, two of them. And people, the pharmaceutical companies are making trillions of dollars on something that was not necessary, the vaccine. And governments are, in Australia, Dr. Sheely Gwyneth sent me some links. Australia's locked down. Her area of Australia, Victoria, it's a state in Australia, it's locked down. If you try to leave your state and go to another state, you will be arrested. They've got protests in the streets in Melbourne, Australia, which is a big city. They've got protests, I mean peaceful protests, except the cops are firing rubber bullets and tear gas at the protesters. This is really dangerous, and I guess this is all part of the mass psychosis, and since Australia is 1/10 the population of the United States, but physically about the same size, it's a great place to test it out. Let's see how it works out over there. It'll probably work in the United States. And the Biden company has been talking about passports. You know, if you're immunized, you can go from one state to another. If you're not, you can't. Who is the federal government to say that? Who do they think they are? Who's the federal government to ask me how many Puerto Ricans live in our home? Even states are now saying that they're going to share health information with private companies. Whatever happened to HIPAA? Whatever happened? We've been lied to, and the rules keep changing. Dr. Sheely, any comments? Dr. Shealy, did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm just, I'm stunned.
Okay. Do you have any concerns about or comments about anything I've said? Do you disagree?
No, not at all. I agree totally.
Okay. Okay, so I'd like to name a company. Mid-Missouri Bank. So, you know, in Springfield, there's a banking cartel called... By the way, so for those of you who work for Mid-Missouri and the lawyers who work for Mid-Missouri, all these are my opinions, okay? And I'm allowed to have my opinions. So Mid-Missouri Bank, we had a banking relationship with them, and it was really simple. We would send them money, and they would sit on it. And we just put it there to have just one other savings account. And because we didn't have any activity on the account, they threatened to charge us because we didn't use the account. So we give them our money. We don't cause them any problems. We don't have any withdrawals. And they want to charge us. So every time they do that, they say, well, you've been inactive. So we're going to charge you like $5 a month because you're not active. Or $3 a month. So we have to write ourselves a check and deposit it in their account. Like make work. That's what we do. Once every couple of years. Well, now they say that, you know, to improve banking and to move forward into this new banking world, they're going to be, you know, fees. So if you want a paper statement, it's now $3 a month. Overdraft, $35 a month. Non-sufficient funds, $35 each. Let's see, if you have a dormant account, it's $5 per cycle. That would be us. Dormant account. Don't use your account. $5 per cycle. A cycle is a month. Then they have telephone transfers. If you want to do a telephone transfer, it's $2 a month. Auto transfers, $10 per transfer. ATM replacement is a card is $10. Cashier's check is $5. Wire transfers, $20. For domestic foreign is $60. Here's the interesting thing. If you want to deposit tokens, you know, like coins, they have a fee for that. They charge 10% of those tokens. So if you give them $20 in quarters, they're going to charge you 10% or $2 to take those quarters. I thought that's what banks did. I thought they worked with currency. So we closed our account with those guys. I just wanted to share that. Mid-Missouri Bank in Missouri.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shuley's telephone number at his office to make an appointment, 417-351-5221, and website, normshuley.com. Dr. Shuley, I got an email from Arjun, and he sent his apologies. He said, Vincent, I apologize. My call got dropped from my side. I saw the signal went off. I think it's because I'm in the mountains, and that's what happened. Thank you, and I'm sorry about this. Arjun, now, there's a nice guy, okay? Actually took the time to send me an email because the call got dropped. Now, most people I don't think would do that, but he did.
I understand. Shuley, yes, I agree. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I asked about smoking and dependability, I was just wondering if there was a relationship between nicotine and less dependability. That's what the reason for that question was about. And, Dr. Shuley, there's a guy I mentioned in 1971, a guy named D.B. Cooper hijacked an airplane, and it was in flight between Portland and Seattle. And he demanded $200,000 in ransom, and the plane took off. He got his $200,000. The plane took off, and then he jumped out of the airplane with a parachute and the $200,000, never to be seen again. So I named my dog D.B. Cooper, and D.B. Cooper has had the benefit of the PEMF device. Your PEMF device, the one that you and Lou Cassidy created. And she is doing great. She could not walk. I'd have to carry her hind legs, you know, in and out of the house. Now she's, you know, she's up there in years, but she's now more alert. And all we've seen is progress. So she's gotten cod liver oil. She's gotten more beef, and the PEMF device, 15 minutes a day. I just want to let you know
several people have had I've used it on their dogs successfully.
Mm-hmm. And you have used it on your hearing. Do you have any comments about that?
Well, you know, to me, it's one of the best and safest things in the creation of the world. It doesn't mm-hmm. harm anybody. It could harm a pacemaker, but not the person. And other than that, I've used it on two-year-olds. So I really think it's wonderful. I'm so glad that it's working out for our pets.
Mm-hmm. And are you still using it on yourself for hearing?
Oh, yes. I use it every day now to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And have you seen, have the results continued that you experienced last week?
Oh, yeah. The hearing has been excellent since that one time last week.
Mm-hmm. So, class, if you haven't been in class, Dr. Shealy, I mentioned that we use the pulse electromagnetic field device on our dog, D.B. Cooper, and she couldn't get up, and she would fall down, fall down, fall down, and as she walks around, she runs and jumps. And I mean, she's not perfect, but she's darn good for her age. I mean, it's wonderful. She climbs stairs, goes up and down stairs, and walks all around. She's alert, and, you know, she was in a daze. Absolute daze. It looked like she was going to die any second on us, and that is no longer the case. So she is a fully alert, wonderful senior dog. Okay, those were some of the questions that I had. Do you have anything that you wanted to ask me, Dr. Shealy?
I want everybody to think about having their food supply for a minimum of 6 months. I think that's really important. Now's the time to plan it.
Yeah, because you can still get it.
Yes.
You can still get it. Dr. Shu, do you have any thoughts on what is going on with this homosexual agenda? How it seems like it's spread.
Well,
it's
no different from the trisexual agenda. It's a stupid agenda. Let's face it. This idea that you can change sex or do whatever you like, you know, it's just part of the stupid image. And mm-hmm. and actually to accept everything that's going on in this stupid world is indeed mass, well, psychology, deception, if at least hysteria or psychosis at best.
The state of Mississippi says that people who have COVID-19, you know, bona fide COVID-19 patients, if they fail to self-isolate, they could face fines and jail time. Any thoughts about that? Because it seems like if they really have it, they could infect other people.
Well,
do you think
I think if you... I mean, anytime you've got any kind of serious viral or bacterial infection, you don't go around other people. That's just common sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I applaud Mississippi for doing that, for saying that, you know, if you think you can go and infect other people just because you want to walk around, you need to be fined or face jail time. I agree with them. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much. I'll see you next
Always good.
Monday.
Have a good one.
Right here. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Norm Shealy. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. Thank you.